When families begin talking about wills, trusts, or inheritance, emotions can quickly surface. Even families that love one another deeply may find these conversations surprisingly difficult. That is because estate discussions often touch on deeper issues, trust, fairness, fear, and family history. Understanding a few common pitfalls can help families navigate these conversations with wisdom. The first pitfall is inheritance anxiety. Sometimes adult children worry that conversations about estate planning will make them appear greedy. Other times they feel anxious about fairness between siblings. But silence does not solve these fears. In many cases, avoiding the conversation actually creates more suspicion later. Healthy families shift the focus away from inheritance and toward clarity and stewardship. The real question becomes, how can we prepare wisely so that the family does not face chaos later? The second pitfall is pressure. This often happens when family members push parents to sign documents quickly or make decisions they have not had time to consider. Sometimes this pressure appears during emotional seasons, after the death of a spouse, during illness, or when a parent feels vulnerable. But wise families slow these moments down. Major decisions should never be rushed. Parents deserve time, clarity, and professional counsel when organizing their affairs. If you are the adult child, your responsibility is not to secure a financial outcome. Your responsibility is to protect your parents' dignity and decision-making freedom. The third pitfall is avoidance. Many parents feel uncomfortable discussing inheritance because they do not want their children focusing on money. Others simply assume things will work themselves out. But when planning never happens, the result is often confusion after death. Documents may be missing. Responsibilities may be unclear. And siblings may interpret silence in different ways. Starting the conversation early does not create conflict. It usually prevents it. The fourth pitfall is family suspicion. Sometimes one sibling quietly becomes involved in financial or legal matters without communicating with others. Even if their intentions are good, secrecy can quickly create mistrust. Transparency, where appropriate, can help prevent these problems. Families do not need to share every detail, but clarity about responsibilities and decision-making roles can prevent future misunderstandings. For ministry leaders, chaplains, and pastoral caregivers, these tensions often appear during times of grief or illness. Your role is not to investigate the family or mediate inheritance disputes. Your role is to encourage honesty, dignity, and wise preparation while reminding families to seek professional counsel where needed. The goal is not perfect agreement. The goal is peaceful preparation that honors both the parent and the family. Scripture reminds us that peacemaking is part of faithful living. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Matthew 5:9, W.E.B., maybe estate readiness, when approached humbly, can actually become a form of peacemaking. It allows parents to communicate clearly. It allows adult children to serve without entitlement. And it reduces the chances that grief will turn into conflict. Before we close, remember that the healthiest estate conversations happen long before urgency arrives. They happen when parents still have full capacity, they happen when families can think calmly, and they happen when love is stronger than fear. What not to do, Noel? Do not rush parents into signing documents. Do not treat estate planning as a competition among siblings. Do not make secret financial arrangements that others will discover later. Do not avoid the conversation entirely and hope everything works out. And do not assume that good intentions will automatically prevent conflict. Healthy families prepare with honesty, humility, and patience. Because in the end, estate planning is not mainly about property. It is about protecting relationships, honoring dignity, and preparing your household with peace.